What's up, Giants fans? Matt Falcon joining you on Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie, and it is coming down to the end of the season. As up and down a season that has been for the Giants, it's not over yet. The Giants' elimination number is one. There's still a chance. Giants have won 11 of their last 12 games. They've won five straight. They're looking really good right now. And they're going up against teams that are below them in the standings. So there's still a chance. There's still a chance. But the Phillies have a doubleheader today, and the Giants have a bullpen game today. So it might be a little bit of an uphill battle, but keep your eyes peeled. We've seen crazy things in the game of baseball before. But what a season it's been. A lot of guys from the minor leagues, a lot of guys from other teams via trade, guys that have been picked up after some DFAs and some AAA assignments, all kinds of players for all kinds of different reasons in and out of the Giants lineup. Get a chance to see a bunch of guys you thought you may never see in a Giants uniform. And unfortunately, even some players that you saw in Giants uniforms at the beginning of the year are now playing for other teams. After the incredible season that it's been, you get down to this part of the season and you realize you don't really want to see it end. Giants starting to get hot. The team's looking pretty good. Playoffs start in about a week or so, and now it's like, I want to see more of this. Fear not. There's going to be more good baseball. It's just going to be a little while. If the Giants can finish this season strong and the Phillies have this ultra meltdown, which is all possible because they've been struggling a little bit, who knows? Giants might squeak their way in to that last spot in the National League. And if not, 2023, hope springs eternal. Giants have a big pocketbook that they're looking to open up. Aaron Judge is that big name that's been brought up a lot. And apparently, sounds like he might really want to come and be a Giant. We'll see about that. But there's a lot of free agent signings that can take place. And the Giants have gotten an opportunity to see a lot of these young guys play and see who's going to be here for the long term. How about the grand slam from Proctor? How awesome was that?
And here's the pitch to Proctor. He hits a high drive in the deep left field. Going way back there, still going back, Bouchard. He looks up, and you can tell it goodbye. A grand slam here. Get out the rye bread, Grandma. Grand salami time for Foreign Proctor.
So with all these things taking place, the Giants have put themselves in a position to put their best foot forward in 2023. So when pitchers and catchers report and spring training begins and opening day makes its way back around, hope springs eternal. Keep your eyes peeled for the 2023 Giants. And even still, for the 2022 Giants, it's not over yet. All good news, all good on the Western Front. And now more Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie on the Sports Leader.